Gittin per kemish nahe. Heid Rabbi Yochan ben Gudgada al ha chareshes she siavia. Rabbi Yochan ben Gudgada was made the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and he allowed everybody that wasn't allowed in before. So a lot of these Tanayim would come in and they taught things that they were Makabal. And one of them is a Charesha Shesiavia. Her father married her off when she was a Katana, which means she's married Midiraisa, even though a Cheresh doesn't have Das. So normally, when she's older, one cannot be Mekadish a Chareshes Midiraisa. But when her father does it, it's Diraisa. She yotz a beget, but she can go out with a get. Why? Because even though she doesn't have Das, by a get, since a man can divorce his wife, Bal Karcha, against her will, so you don't need her will. Now, Lamaisa, you do still need her not to be Mishalcha v'chozeres, that she has to at least know that she's getting divorced. She has to know v'shilcha mibeis, so the Torah says. But the Ritva says, but b'derech klal, a chareshes at least has that enough Das. Chareshes we're dealing with is a woman that can't hear and speak, but she still will have enough Das that she's no longer wanted in the house and she's being sent from the house. But Lagabi regular Das she doesn't have, but you don't need that other regular Das. V'al Ketana Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Kohen, Sha'icheles B'Tshuma, a Ketana that her father died and she was married off by her family members. So this Kiddushin is only Kiddushin Midrabanan. And let's say they married her off to a Kohen. Sha'icheles B'Tshuma, so she can eat Truma. Now we're not dealing with Truma Midiraisa, because Truma Midiraisa she should not be able to eat, but Truma Midrabanan, the Mishnah is talking about, like the Rav says, that she can eat. And we don't make the gzera of Derabanan Oto Diraisa. What's an example of Truma Derabanan? So let's say Truma on vegetables going to everybody, or let's say something that grew, fruits that grew in an otzitz, she'enu nakiv, plant that grew in a, like it grew in a pot that wasn't connected to the ground. Or there's other, you know, it's machlaikas of whether things besides grains and grapes and olives, whether other fruits, machlaikas, whether they have a din of chumas and mais midirais or not. Regardless, anything that's midirabanan, she can eat only. Vimesa, and if she dies, bala yarsha, her husband yarshins her. Vial hamarish hagazel, and also a beam that was stolen, shebno babira, that was, after it was stolen, it was built into a edifice, a big, a large house. Sheitol es damav, mipnei takanas hashavim. That normally mikra din, the guy should have to knock down the house and give him back the beam. But because of takanas hashavim, that we want, if the guy does tshuva, that he should do tshuva, we only make him need to give back the money, because if we made him give back the beam, nobody's going to ever do tshuva. V'al chatas hagzula, shaloi noida l'rabim. And on a carbon chatas that was stolen, less than three people knew it was stolen. That's how some of farshim learn. Shehi mechaperes mipnei tikkun olam. That it works, it's mechaper, that no other carbon needs to be brought, mipnei takanas ha-mizbeach, because of the takana of the mizbeach. What that means is, because it's a chattis is something that the Kohanim eat. And if the Kohanim would find out that they ate something that was not really a chattis, it was stolen, and since it was stolen, the owner, so-called, even though he wasn't really the owner, that was makdashit, that set it aside as a chattis, he had no right to do that. And really, it was never a chatas. And then what it turned out, it was chulin shenishkatu bazara, and it's asur midiraisa to eat. Eating something that's asur, the Rishash says it's a very big gnai, like the Gemara says in chulin, by behemtim shel tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a takala to tzadikim, and it's dafka talking about over there eating. Eating something that's asur is a very big gnai. So because the Kohanim, if they would find something out, they'd be more reluctant to bring karbanos on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach would end up being batel. So therefore, Chazal made a din that it's mechaperis, and the guy doesn't have to bring another one. Aye, what does that mean? He has a chi of midiraisa to bring another one. It wasn't a carbon, so like Taisenta brings, Sheval Tasa, Chum have that ability to say he doesn't have to bring it anymore. But if it's something that's no debiram, where more than three people know, that's a milsa that's lo shchicha, it's not so common that a guy is going to bring something stolen that people know about, and they didn't need to make this takana for something that's not shchiach.